so much light into my life. Thank you to my medical school coordinator, Gladys, for hugging me when I needed it most. Thank you to my entire Banner family for gluing back my pieces and making me a physician. Thank you to my social media community for building such a beautiful, inspiring virtual world and allowing me to be my true, authentic self. Thank you to Radhika for being Radhika. And thank you to Leah, who plucked me from obscurity and gave me the golden chance to write this book. If I think about it too much, I will definitely start crying, so just thank you from the bottom of my heart. Preface. ADHD is a part of me. It's intrinsically woven into my DNA and expressed in almost every facet of my life. My ADHD has grown with me and changed with new seasons in my life. It has made me realize that caring for myself and my well-being is inherently important and not something that I can push to the side or forget about. ADHD has challenged me, but also propelled me to achieve things that I never thought were possible, and that's what led me to write this book. My symptoms were first noticed in the fourth grade in the form of a vivacious little girl who often had difficulty settling down. Even at that young age, I was acutely aware that I was capable of doing better, but just didn't know how. The teacher brought up these concerns to my parents. Days later, I was formally diagnosed with ADHD and started on medication. The difference was immediate. I sailed through school and began to truly enjoy learning. I knew that I wanted to go to medical school, but when I got there, I had to function independently without the support architecture that I had previously known. I felt disillusioned. My entire identity had been defined by academic success, and that carefully cultivated image had shattered. It was then that I realized medication on its own wasn't enough. With a great deal of support, I was able to complete medical school and match into psychiatry residency. That is where my journey changed. For the first time in my life, people wanted to talk about what was happening in my brain. In those safe surroundings, I realized that ADHD is not something to be fixed, but rather something to be managed. I had the time and the emotional space to distance myself from the chaos and slowly build organizational structures that suited my brain. I began trying self-care activities to build my focus, calm my emotions, and battle harmful thought patterns. I began to truly embrace my way of thinking differently and saw it for all its positive attributes rather than dwelling on the negative. It felt like a rebirth. With this new reframing and deeper understanding of my own unique neural network, I felt like I could think more clearly, communicate more effectively, and remain present in the moment. Since then, I've continued to rely heavily on those life-preserving self-care routines. ADHD doesn't go away, but learning how to capitalize on your strengths and mitigate your weaknesses can help steer your ship to safe harbor. Self-care is not just a series of extravagances. It's also a form of being mindful of your individual needs so you can achieve a healthy, balanced, and happy life. Taking the time and effort towards self-nourishment continues to be the most healing journey of my life. I'm so grateful I was given this opportunity because I was able to write the guide that I wish someone had written for me. Self-care isn't a dazzling epiphany or a single life hack. It's a series of small choices that can lead you to a better you. Let me tell you how. Introduction. Living with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, requires being mindful of things that other people take for granted every day. Tasks and actions that come effortlessly to some people may be difficult for a person with ADHD to achieve. As a result, people with ADHD must learn how to take care of themselves in ways that reward and nourish their brains, instead of making them feel like they're being forced to conform through a neurotypical lens. That's why, if you're coexisting with ADHD, it's especially important that you make time to care for yourself. Developing healthy self-care practices is part of the behavioral management of ADHD. These practices allow you to meet daily life demands, participate more meaningfully, and remain in a healthy mental space. That's where self-care for people with ADHD comes in. In this book, you will find over 100 self-care activities that will empower, rejuvenate, and help you be at your best. Self-care for people living with ADHD involves more than just the stereotypical acts of pampering. It's a cache of survival techniques that prevent you from burning.